Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. This is Maisha Avery. I am with you all this morning, where we will be talking about how to stay mentally and emotionally fit. Before I start my show, I'd like to introduce who I am, because I am always aware there may be new individuals that know me that may be listening right now or that may play this back. So let me just take some time to introduce myself for those who do not know who I am. As stated, my name is Maisha Avery. I am a health educator, healthy lifestyle blogger, speaker, fitness inspiration, and also, of course, a radio show on Life Coach Radio Network. The main way that I get my content out into the world, not necessarily just through social media, but like I stated, I am also a health lifestyle blogger. I am based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I came here 10 years ago, where I did my Bachelor's of Science in Health Education, specializing in community health from John C. Smith University. And so it didn't really start being this healthy lifestyle blogger until I actually made a lifestyle information myself, where I lost over 70 pounds. That's when I got into this passion of educating, inspiring, and motivating others to live a healthier lifestyle. Now, most of the time when I do my shows, often about fitness and eating properly and physical activity and those things. But I wanted to take it for a moment because I think we fail to as individuals, a lot of that being emotionally and mentally fit is also a part of your healthy lifestyle journey. Let's talk about that a bit today. And what I mean by being, one thing is that healthy lifestyle journey, especially for me, and I've always talked about this, that for me, it wasn't hard physically to lose the weight, but it was hard mentally. And something that is always being challenged, especially if you go through a major lifestyle transformation, such as my other individuals. For me, it was very difficult because I had never in my life been this I am now. So it was something that was definitely something that I get used to because it was very different. So that's why I decided to come up with this show. Also, I do have clients where I educate them on how to eat properly, and I have meal plan clients, things of that sort. So when I talk to them, I think individuals that are in this sort of setting, such as I am, being a healthy lifestyle blogger, or, you know, being a fitness inspiration, or being a trainer, degree in health education, being in the health field, people on the outside, I think, believe that a lot of the times, okay, we just tell you how to eat properly. We just, you know, we may train you and help you lose weight. But I think that people realize that, you know, it's so much that go into that, especially when you work with individuals one-on-one and you get a sense of who they actually are. You hear so many things. And being that weight is such a I believe that weight is such a sensitive issue, it's a topic, because as I've always stated, individuals weight through so many different sources. It could be individuals gain weight because of unhealthy relationships, you know, different type of things can go into gaining weight. And so for me, for someone in this space of helping others live healthy, and I have clients, I hear a lot of stories. I get a lot of information and stuff. You know, well, how did someone get to, you know, this weight that they're trying to lose, those sort of things. And so the way you feel mentally has a lot to do with, has everything to do with how your journey will be. And if you do not get on this wave, so to speak, of, you know, staying emotionally and mentally fit, then it's going to be really hard and nearly impossible to continue to live a healthier lifestyle, because it all goes hand in hand. It's mind, body, and spirit. So when you're losing weight, when you're living a healthier lifestyle, everything goes hand in hand. It's not just about, you know, eating clean and physical activity, because if you're not emotionally and mentally fit, then it's nearly impossible to keep up with your eating. So that is why I decided to do this show today, because I wanted to just tackle what things, how you can become emotionally and mentally fit and how to keep that momentum. So one thing I wanted to start by saying, because I always, so social media, and of course, you write things, individuals say, you know, and most of the time it's mostly on Facebook where I write these these long drawn out statuses, I feel, but then they always help people. And so one of the main things that I always get, and then I also have a media, I am also a mentor. And one of the things that I often get is, you know, Maisha, how do you stay so positive? How do you keep this, you know, momentum of being positive? And you know, being positive is a choice. It's something that you choose to be. So you can either be upset, you can either allow outside things to influence how you feel, or you can choose light, you can choose positive. And I think that some individuals believe that if you're positive, then life must be perfect for you, life must be stress-free, and that is totally not the case at all. Such as myself, I mean, people follow me on social media, and then, you know, of course, all people that actually know me and real friends, they know that I'm pretty much an even, pretty much a positive person. And I choose to be that way. And I stated, not every day is roses and sunshine. And I always state that it is roses and sunshine, but you have to make a choice to be positive. You have to make a choice to be aware. You have to make a choice to sort of say, okay, I'm going to be grateful for whatever this circumstance I'm in. And so that being stated, you know, let's tap on positivity for a minute, because that has a lot to do with, you know, so many different things. Now, in choosing to be positive, as stated, that does not mean that everything is perfect. That does not mean that everything is, you know, always in the sunshine. But I believe that the way that I stay on track is because I try to see the good in everything. Even though it's hard, even though there are some situations where there's no good, but you have to begin to look toward more positively. Now, also, one of the things is that when things happen to you, you have to stop and think. I believe that a lot of the times when things happen to us, because human, we automatically first emotions happen and you feel sad, you feel angry, you feel upset, or what have you. But, and it's okay to feel those ways because you're human, but it's also important to stop, think about whatever that situation may be as a whole. Because sometimes we get emotionally invested in something and allow it to continue on for days, weeks, and months when it's number one, when things happen, these are some of the things that I ask myself. And this is really true. And these are things that help me get back on track, especially if it's something that has gotten me like all out of emotionally. Number one, I look at the situation and always evaluate what was my role in it. And I do that because if there was something that happened and I may have said something or I triggered something, then I be aware of my behavior in the situation so that one, I know not to do it again. If so, and two, you know, that can kind of help you because it may be a learning experience. So if it was a situation that happened and it was because of something that you did, then stopping and being aware of that, and that can stop you from completing action or saying that same words or what have you in the future, and it can save how you're feeling, or it can save another incident or a big event from place. So I always try to acknowledge what was my role in it. And because we sometimes, most of the times, we play a part in things that go on, whether I had actually done something, we may have allowed something to happen. There's so many different things that go into that. So just of what was your role in this situation. Also, I asked myself, will this matter in the next 15 minutes? Whatever has taken place, will this matter in the next 15 minutes? Will this matter tomorrow? Will it matter a month from now? Things that I asked myself as well. Also, I asked myself, is this something that I can control? Is this something that I can change? So you have to be, when it comes to other people, for instance, you cannot change other people. So why would you allow yourself to become so emotionally invested in something that is at the hands of someone else? You can't change them. You can't change anybody. So you have to stop and be very aware of what is going on around you. I think that's one of the things that will allow you to become emotionally fit, so to speak, when you stop attention. Like I stated, when things happen, yes, you automatically, if something can happen, can trigger emotions such as being sad, such as being happy, being upset, you know, but, and that's okay because you're, and you can allow one for myself. And it's hilarious because, you know, when I oftentimes, things, even with friends, and you know, I said, well, you know, yeah, that really hurt my feelings, or you know, it was something that actually got me down. And my friends are always like, really? Because, like, yeah, I'm human, I feel the emotions as everyone else, but I believe they're kind of shocked at the fact that, you know, this happened, because I'm growing into a person where I'm just not easily moved. And a lot of the times, and I say that because a lot of the times things that happen that we become so invested in, we have no choice over it. We really have no control over what has taken place. And a lot of the times it could be other people. Other times it could be 95% of the time, if you ever stop and evaluate what is going on in life, in the world, you know, or what have you, anything that may be upsetting you at this point in time, you can honestly probably say that, you know, I can't change that. You know, I can't control that. So for me, it's something that I cannot control. I'm not going to spend my time and spend my energy feeling about it, being emotionally invested in it, upset, you know, because can't really do anything about it. And that may be whatever, it could be all sorts of things, but you just have to be, those are one of the ways that I definitely do stay emotionally and mentally fit, is just being honest with yourself and understanding, hey, it's nothing that you can do in that situation that could have made a better change. You cannot control anyone else. You cannot change others. So why are you spending your time losing sleep over it? And you know, those sort of, they play into the thing about it, you have to keep yourself grounded, because stress triggers illness. Stress triggers, you know, I remember being so stressed out at one point in time, I literally had the flu. And so, you know, you have to be very wise in what you become emotionally invested in over periods of time. Now, as I stated, feeling emotions, feeling a certain type of way about something, that's completely normal. You're human. I allow myself to feel. If I'm sad, I allow myself to feel. But I do not, it has to come a point in time where I have to kind of step outside of my emotions, evaluate a situation, and come to either, hey, what's going on? I have to move on, but I can't allow myself to spend weeks or months at a time being emotionally invested in something, especially something that I have that I could not change if I wanted to right now, you know? So those are some of the things. Also, how you stay emotionally fit. And right now we're just speaking in reference to emotions. It's just, you know, I spoke about, you know, being, keeping yourself level, keeping yourself grounded. And what I mean by that is, you know, just protecting your energy, protecting your peace. The certain, you know, certain types of people that you allow, we owe it. I try to live by this philosophy now that, you know, I owe nothing to anyone but to love them. A lot of the times it is hard to love other people, and that's okay, but don't allow it to change who you are. You don't have to be in relationship, whatever that may be. Friendship, romantic, whatever. You don't have to be in relationship with anyone, but I think it is healthy to accept a loving mentality. Whether you have to love individuals from a distance, but that is a part of protecting your energy, protecting your peace, and because you owe it to yourself. And so those are one of the things, is that, you know, being emotionally fit and, you know, just aware, stopping and paying attention. I have a good friend, and you know, he's a life coach as well, and he's more into relationships. And he wrote something some time ago, and it was something that always stuck with me, that when you're looking at individuals, people are pretty consistent in their behavior, and behavior always shows your character. So if we can pay attention to what other people are doing, what other people are saying, what they are not saying, those are things that will indicate someone's character. And then when you say, and it's not about judging, but it's about paying attention, understanding who this individual is, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And so you can choose to accept that individual. You can choose to be in a relationship with that individual. But it's always good to pay attention, because once you pay attention and you see how someone is, and again, whether they're good, bad, and what have you, then you make a decision to be in relationship, not be in relationship, or what have you. So that's another thing, is I'm really big on protecting my energy, protecting my peace, you know, not protecting my peace, but protecting my energy and just choosing to be peaceful. We have a lot that's going on, of course, in the world right now. But, and it doesn't mean that I don't care. It doesn't mean that I don't feel, you know, sorry, but you have to kind of, you know, try to find, there's not too much light that you can always find in every situation, but just choosing to remain peaceful. And those sort of, and I said choosing, because being peaceful, being positive, being, you know, certain characteristics, those are things that are choices. And you can choose to be a positive person, or you can be negative. I mean, those are choices. There are plenty of people that, you know, have turned from being bad people to good people. There are some, and so believe that everyone is a good person. You know, there are people that may not be people, and they may not be good people in so many circumstances. There are so many different things. They may be, it may be how they are due to circumstances or what have you, neglecting that. There are, you know, some good people. There are some people in the world, yes. And so if you pay attention to that, then it will make it better for you to protect your energy and protect who you are and what you have. And so those are some of the things that I do to stay emotionally fit. I don't, as stated again, I don't invest my time. I don't invest my emotions in things that I cannot control. If it's something that I cannot control, if it's something that I absolutely cannot change, because there are some things that we have no control over. There are certain things that we cannot change at all. And you have to understand that, and you have to be honest with that, and you have to accept that and move forward. If you harbor on that, then that's when you can stress out about something. When you can, and as I stated, trigger illness. Stress can trigger weight gain. Stress can trigger emotional eating, which leads to pain, which can lead to health issues. So you have to just be mindful what you invest your time into emotionally and mentally. So those are some of the things. Those are definitely some of the things that I do to stay, you know, emotionally fit. Some other things that I do is, as I stated, and you all are going to be like, oh gosh, she always says this, but also positive self-talk. As I stated, my lifestyle journey has been very hard mentally because, you know, I'm getting used to a new body. I'm getting used to a new body that I've never had in life before. And that's a struggle, whether, and it's a lot of individuals that I hear, they say, well, I had always been smaller my entire life. Then I gained weight. And I can imagine that that is hard as well, because now you're going to a size that you had never been. So it's the same either way, whether you're losing or whether you're gaining weight, it can be a lot on you mentally. So as I stated, one of the things that I always practice, and I say this to you all, is positive self-talk. I would not have gotten as far as I have had I not practiced positive self-talk. And that's just being completely honest, because you are going to live in a world where when you change, people may not like it. And people, so many, this is how I feel. And this is why I'm so big on positive self-talk, because we live in a world where other individuals, they're not going to, you know, when other individuals may not necessarily care about what they say to you, but it is most important that you fill yourself up with positive affirmations. So, because in a world where a lot of the times people may not really necessarily care, or sometimes people may not necessarily understand the impact of what they say to you, how they say things. So it's most important, that you always speak positive to yourself, because that will carry you a long, long, long way. Especially when you are on this quest to live a healthier lifestyle, it is so important that you speak positive to yourself, because that can be very motivational. When I decided to speak to myself in a positive manner, everything about me changed. When I decided to live a healthier lifestyle, I told myself that I will allow no one or nothing to get in my way, that I could do this and get forward, never look back since. It is a lot of the times where we're apprehensive about starting something, we say, I don't know if I can do this. I may be able to do this. That's typically when you don't, because you don't believe 100% of what you're capable of, and you're not speaking that into yourself. You're not giving yourself that type of energy. So that's why when you're unsure and you tell yourself that you're unsure, that's why it is not achieved, because you're not speaking positive to you. And that's when we become, you know, we lose motivation, we lose encouragement, because we don't even speak to ourselves in a positive manner. And, you know, it's great to, like, I know a lot of individuals that will say, oh my gosh, you look so great, I wish I could be motivated. Telling yourself that, even if you don't believe it, you can speak positive to yourself. Start to speak positive to yourself. You can write notes to yourself. I remember last year, I was going through a rough time, and I've written about it on my blog. And so I was going through a tough time, and I remember when I started, for anyone that follows me on social media, they probably remember this, where I would take out sticky notes, and I wanted to write notes to myself, so to speak. And I would post them online because I believe it would help someone else too. So, it was just anything that I was feeling that day. So sometimes the notes would say, today I choose to, and I would put certain things. So today I choose to be happy. Today I choose to be grateful. Today I choose to be loved. Today I choose to be light. You know, by saying those things, I found out that I would instantly feel better by the choice words that I made. So, you know, you have to understand that in order to be, again, going back to choosing to be positive, you know, it can move you, move your spirit in a much more positive direction should you choose to be positive. And so, as I stated, especially with positive self-talk, it instantly began to lift my spirits. And it didn't matter what type of day I was having. And when things would happen, and I started writing those notes when things would happen. So whether it was a day and something, you know, happened, and it could just be life situations and something happened, I begin to just write those notes when things happen so I can stay emotionally even. And so that's what really helped me understand the power of positive affirmation, is when I started to write those notes and they instantly made me feel better. And I was like, oh, wow, is all that I have to do is that I just have to, you know, speak in a positive manner, and I can automatically feel better as an individual. So then I started to, be that way in my fitness journey. And so I would tell myself before I run, okay, Maisha, you can do this. And then eventually I started doing it. One of the things that I wanted to achieve, I wanted to be able to run 2 miles. And so I began to tell myself, when I would go out and I would get ready to walk or run, I would begin to tell myself, okay, you can do this. You can run 2 miles. And it's just talking to yourself. You don't say it out loud, but you can just talk to yourself and it's fine. And then the next thing that I know, when I started doing that, I instantly, like within no time, I started to begin to run 2 miles. And that was all because of how I spoke to myself. It didn't have anything to do with what someone else was doing, what someone else was saying to me. It's all about speaking positive to yourself. It's just like, try to use the term, and I've used this before. It's just like when you have fitness instructors, trainers. And if you've never had one before, if you pull up any video of a fitness instructor, a trainer that's training someone, the trainer is always in the background motivating this individual. You can do this. Come on, we got this. Let's go. And a lot of individuals seek out personal trainers because it motivates them. And that's all well and good. But you can also, and not take away from the training, but you can also see your personal trainer. But also the time you are not with your fitness instructor, to take the time that with yourself. So you can always speak to yourself and say, oh, I can do this. I got this. Let's go. Even on your way to see your personal trainer, you can begin to tell yourself that. Plenty markers and things like that where you can write mirrors right on your bathroom mirror each day when you get up, when you're getting ready for your day. Hey, this will be a great day. I can do this. A lot of the times, even now, before I even get out the bed in the morning, I always try to tell myself that, you know, this will be a good day. This will be a positive day. And typically, a lot of the times when I start my days off and I say that to myself, typically a good day, and it's typically a positive day, and then I can go forward. When a lot of times I found when I've neglected that, or, you know, I may have had a day where I have been off because I've just been running around, I got up at last minute, and so what's going on. I typically find out that when I miss telling myself that, or when I'm being positive with myself right in the morning before I wake up, I'm typically thrown off. My energy is thrown off because I've missed, you know, that time. So just taking time to speak positive can go a long, long, long way. So, aside from speaking positive to yourself, also another thing that you can do to stay emotionally and physically fit is surrounding yourself with good energy. And the way that you do that is by being selective on what and who you allow in your life. And this goes back to, as I stated, paying attention to individuals, their behavior, because that leads to their character. So that can make a big difference on how you feel. You cannot allow yourself, you cannot allow negative people be in your life and expect for yourself to remain positive. It's not going to happen, because what it can do is it can be, what can happen is that, because when you allow people into your life that are not the most positive individuals and they are negative 99% of the time, then what can happen is that that can drain you as a person. And then also so much comes into dealing with individuals who are not necessarily positive. And a lot of it can deal with stressful situations. So you have to be very careful on what and who you allow your life. And I'm big on that, because it can be very, very stressful for you to be in relationship with individuals who are draining. It can drain you. It can stop you from being so much of a positive person. It can stress you out. There may be certain instances that may happen, and it can be emotionally draining for you. So just be careful and who you allow in your space and in your life. I'm very, as I stated, I'm very, 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 very big on that. And I allow in my space, who I allow, and what sort of things I allow in my spirit. I'm very big on that. And that has to do with, you know, just being very, very realistic on who and what I allow in my life. So I would say that that is one of the things where I stay emotionally and physically fit. So just to recap some of what I have stated, because we are half of the show, actually. But just to recap some of what I stated is that, you know, one thing is choosing to be positive. Not everything in life is roses and sunshine. You may have some periods of time where, you know, may not be well at all, and it can last, it can happen for months, it can happen for weeks, it can happen for days, what have you. But understanding that things don't last all the time, you know, a lot of times things that we stress out about, those are things that typically they're not to say, not to dismiss anything that's taking place. But a lot of times, those things are not that important. They can be something that we're emotionally invested in, because it may be something that can change in two minutes. You know, so you can't allow yourself to be completely wound up in something that you just have this saying where I'm like, it ain't that deep. And, you know, a lot of the times, it's really not. We just have to stop and observe what is taking place and be realistic with ourselves. And as I stated, there are some things that I ask myself when I'm in a space of my energy is very shifted. What was my role in it? Because I have to acknowledge that. Because if it was a certain behavior that I brought to the table in whatever place, then I can change that. So I need to be able to address that within myself. I always need to do a self-check-in. What was my role in it? Do I have any control over this situation? And will it matter in the next 10, 15 minutes? Will it matter tomorrow? If it will matter tomorrow, will it be something that will pass over? Probably so. Okay, let me move on. So, you know, you have to just be very honest with what is going on. I think a lot of the times when things happen, we allow ourselves to become so emotionally and mentally invested in something, and we don't take time to stop and understand what this situation or what this thing truly is. And then now you've invested weeks, days, and months into something that is over with. You can't change it. You can't do anything about it. So I continue to harbor on with it. And I think the biggest thing is that we have to learn to stop and pay attention. Yes, you can be sad. Yes, you can cry. Yes, you can. Yes, you can do all those things. But it has to be a certain time we have to stop and pay attention and be like, okay, what is taking place here? And so those are some of the things I definitely do. Also, as stated, I choose to be positive. You know, as stated, we live in a world where things are so upside down, and you know, it takes so much energy and it takes so much time, I believe, because I've been in that space before. It takes so much time, so much wasted energy to be angry, to be unloving, to be just negative. It's so draining. And I think about when I was that type of person, how draining it was, and how I didn't truly feel any better. I was just negative, and I was just down, and I was just, you know, so it takes so much to be that way when it really is not that impossible, and it's really not that hard to choose to be positive. And the thing about being positive is that when you choose to be positive, not only do you feel better, people around you feel better. And so it's a, you know, when you're in a space where you're negative and you may try to hurt someone, and you may, 9 out of 10, it may not even be getting to those other individuals. when you're negative and you're down, and that's the energy that you're putting in the world, it may not even affect other people, because you're going to have some people that know that you're negative and they're not going to pay it any attention. And then you just have some people that don't even know what you're doing, and they're going on about their lives. But the thing about being positive is that, number one, you can feel better. And then number two, you can spread to other people. And then also what being positive does is like attracts like. And you will begin to attract positive people into your life. So overall, you can feel better as a person. But being negative and being down and being stressed out and being angry and being, you know, worried about things, that does not make you feel better. And for me, how I choose to remain positive and how I choose to remain even is because I like to feel good. I don't like to feel stressed out. I don't like to feel, that's why immediately something is going on with me, or if something has taken place is to where it could have an impact on me negatively or mentally or emotionally, what have you, I don't like feeling down. I don't know one that does, but I definitely don't like that way, because I know what it feels like to feel positive, to feel uplifted, to feel motivated. That's how I want to feel majority of the time if I can help it. I don't like to feel down. I don't like to feel discouraged. I don't like to feel, you know, just out of sorts. I don't like to feel that way. So when things happen, I automatically address it, whatever that may be. And that's when I ask myself those questions and I move on from it. If it's something I can change, then you still have to. If it's something that you cannot change, then get over it. And I mean, that's realistically speaking. If it's something that you cannot change, if it's something that you have no control over, do not spend, you owe it to yourself to not spend your time being emotionally invested and mentally invested in something you have no control over. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You can't allow yourself to be so emotionally invested in something that you have no control over. That could then happen tomorrow, not to you, but to someone else or something else. And you still have no control over, so you have to let it go. And then also on the flip side of it, if something has taken place and something that you have control over and it's something that you can change, still be positive, because needs to be changed, you can't really do it being discouraged. You can't really do it being down. And that's the same thing. And that goes along with the lifestyle and weight loss. You can change those things. You can change your eating habits. You can change your physical activity routines. You can change those things. So it's okay to feel moments of being discouraged. It's okay to feeling not motivated, but that's not what's going to get the change. What's going to get the change is being motivated, being inspired, positive to yourself, being uplifted, uplifting yourself, surrounding yourself with positive, supporting people if you can. Those are things that are going to make that change. So at the end of the day, even if it's something that you can change, you still have to let it go emotionally and mentally in a negative way and start to adapt positive things. So that's just, all in all, as stated, that's what you have to, you know, choose to do, because as stated, it's not, life is, you know, and I used to always say life is not easy. Life is hard, but I don't necessarily believe that life is hard. I believe that we are all here because there are lessons that have to be learned, or what have you. There are lessons that have to be learned. There are things that we have to do while we're here learning lessons. And so you just have to learn the lessons and move forward. But as stated, I do not believe that life is hard. I think a lot of the times what we do is We make situations hard or what have you, but I do not believe that life is hard. And so those are just some things that I wanted to bring up that I want to talk about today, because we fail to, I believe we fail to realize that, you know, it's so many things that play into staying emotionally and mentally fit. And that has a lot to do with our actual, you know, that has a lot to do with our mind has a lot to do with how we're going to maneuver, how we're going to move through life. And so those things you have to be mindful of in terms of protecting your peace, protecting your energy. Those are things that you have to be, you know, very mindful of, because those are things that, you know, can take over your life. And so those are some of the things that I do. So I am a little bit within almost 10 minutes left of the show, but let me just recap some things or what have you in terms of what we talked about. And so I always encourage individuals, when listening to my show, you listen back, if you play this back or what have you, to just take some time and write down some bullet points. So just take some time and write down notes, because I feel that these are things that will definitely help you on this journey. And this is not necessarily talking about a healthy lifestyle. Well, this is talking about a healthy lifestyle journey, but these are also things outside of fitness that you can do in your everyday life. So first things first, protecting your energy and protecting and being peaceful. Those are one of the things. Choosing to be positive. And then also choosing to be positive, not also with other people, but also choosing to be positive within yourself. Also evaluation. As stated, when things happen, evaluate your behavior. Ask yourself, is this something that will matter next week? Is this something that will matter by the end of the day today? Also, is this something that I can change? If you can't change it, feel however you need to feel in that moment and choose to move on. If it's something that you can change, you still need to figure out how to be positive about it, because negativity doesn't breed results. You can't get anything from being negative. You can't get anything from being overly emotional. You can't get anything changed with being mentally drained and exhausted. So you still have to have some type of positivity and perseverance to the situation. And so those are some of the things that, and also being mindful of your surroundings, who you allow and what you allow into your space and into your life. So those are some things that you can definitely write down. And then also just figure out what that means to you and how you can better get a handle on those certain points in life. And so I wanted to leave today's show. As I stated, I'm almost 10 minutes. I have about 10 minutes left. But I also like to, you know, wrap this up as well. But those points, I would definitely take those, write them down, and figure out what it means to you. And those bullet points, that can look different for everyone. So I can't tell you how that should look for you in your life, but you can definitely start with those points. Now, if you ever wanted to also quick reminder, or not necessarily a reminder, but information. If you are in Charlotte, North Carolina, next weekend, uptown at Marshall Park in Charlotte, I will be having my fitness event called Let's Get Physical. It is going to be an hour-long fitness work. All fitness levels are welcome. It's men and women. I'm 18 and older. I do not have a kid-friendly event as of yet. So just come out. Water will be provided. It is free. You can RSVP at L is in Larry, G is in grass, P is in Paul, the number 2.eventbrite.com. And so I would love for everyone to come out who can. It is definitely a fun event. Let's Get Physical will actually be a year old tomorrow. So I'm definitely very, 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 very excited about it. Also, I would also encourage you all to not necessarily listen to my shows. If this is some of the individuals that follow me on social media or the individuals that I work with, Life Coach Radio Network is a very, very good network. I love, love, love the coaches that I work with. Because we all help one another, and they all are very positive, motivating individuals. So I would definitely take a look at lifecoachradionetwork.com. I would also follow us on, well, not follow us, I'm sorry, like our Facebook page, and it's Life Coach Radio Network. So you can also keep other shows that are going on. I always highly suggest to look at the other shows that are going on. We have about 100 coaches now, a little bit over, active, that have some really good content. I just adore, and we have international coaches as well as we have domestic. So I definitely enjoy listening to the other shows. So I would definitely say, don't always just listen to me, you all, but I will always encourage you to listen to shows because you can get so much information. And also just thinking Russ Terry, who's the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network, who you heard before the show actually started. Russ is a very positive and motivating individual as well. He has helped me so much that he doesn't even know. But he is a great individual. I would also say follow him. He is on Instagram, he is on Facebook. He also, you know, has shows. So I would definitely say stay on Life Coach Radio Network. It's a good network. And I'm not just saying that because I am one of the radio show hosts on Life Coach Radio Network, but it is definitely a good space to be in. Also, if you all ever wanted to visit me or read any of my content, my website is www.inspire2change.co. If you ever want to talk out to me personally, my email is info@inspire2change.co, not .com.co. If you are on Instagram, I'm on Instagram a lot of the time, actually probably all day, which is bad, but not really, because, you know, I'm in this space of inspiring others. So I'm always posting things that I see any time, any day. And so if you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram handle is _inspire2change. I am also on Twitter, which I go back and forth with Twitter. I was very heavy on Twitter, and I have to stop and get back into it because I follow some individuals on Twitter. My handle is _inspire2c. I couldn't get change in there. I'm sorry. But the letter C. And then on Facebook, Inspire to Change, also on Facebook. However, on Facebook, it is Inspire T-O Change, not the number two. So you can always find me. That's where you can see on top of my events, my shows on Life Coach Radio Network, to just, you know, get inspired, get motivated to live healthier. So I thank you all for taking this time to listen to the show this morning. I know it is Saturday morning. I know it is very early. And so I thank you all for tuning in and listening. Also, for any individuals that will play this back and listen, I thank you all so much for listening. And I hope that you all have a wonderful Saturday. If you are in Charlotte, it's beautiful weather here. I'm sure it's pretty nice everywhere else as well. I'm hoping, if it's not, choose to be positive and, you know, do something that will lift your spirits, even if you're in a place where the weather is not so great. So I thank you all again for listening. Have a beautiful, beautiful, inspiring, motivational, uplifting, positive Saturday. And I cannot wait to talk. Also, I am on Life Coach Radio Network the first and third Saturday of each month. I am going to try to, a lot of times my shows, my times are very all over the place. I'm going to try to pick a time where I am most of the time consistent with my time, and I think I'm going to move towards the 7:30 to 8:30 time frame, as I have been for the past 2 Saturdays that I have done this. So always look out for me. Again, I am on the air every first Saturday of the month. So thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a great day. Peace, love, and grace. Bye.